Now, from 2016, Germany's biggest corporations will have to ensure that 30% of the chairs in their boardrooms are occupied by women, as against the 17.4% that the free market has thus far furnished. Companies which fail to implement the quota will have to leave positions vacant. Germany is not the first European country to pass such a law. Italy, the Netherlands and Norway have all done so, or similar, but it is the most economically important. There's almost no way to ask questions about this as a white guy and sound good doing it. Samira, is this necessary, do you think?
Yeah, I do actually believe in these sorts of positive discrimination measures. I think they're a really important short-term way of changing the culture, and that's what Angela Merkel said about
exactly
it.
I mean, she said,
yeah, she had originally opposed these measures and then said it's I think, something very similar to that, that's a way to force the culture change. And I think you don't really need to look much further than our own parliament, I think, to see the effect of that. If you look at the three main parties, the Conservatives, Labour and the Lib Dems, the Lib Dems have never had all female lists because they think it's illiberal to have that sort of positive discrimination, and they've got a sort of tiny, tiny percentage of female MPs as a result, whereas the other parties have introduced those lists and you are gradually improving female representation. I don't think it's a long-term thing necessarily. You'd hope that once you've had those measures in place for a while in politics, in business, in whatever field it is, that you would no longer need them. But I think certainly to make that change and make it the norm that women or minorities or whatever it is specifically that you're introducing those measures for, that becomes the norm, that they take up a certain amount of those positions.
Germany's own parliament is 37% female. Its cabinet 40% female, including the chancellor. John, as Samira pointed out, Angela Merkel was initially against it and appears to have changed her mind. Do you get the impression that that's a genuine conviction shift, or is this just politically expedient to go along with it?
I suspect the latter, to be honest. Angela Merkel, when she said no to this measure, was articulate and convincing. Now she said yes, she's neither of those things. And can I also say that we referred just now to other countries that have passed similar laws. The experience of implementation has not been happy. That if you try to create vacancies effectively for women at board level, two things happen. Firstly, nobody quite knows whether a woman who gets that job got it because she was the best person for the job or just because she was a woman. And that eats away at the women concerned as well as annoying the men. Second is, if you try to transfer executives across from one company to another, you get a discount on women because women are, in that kind of structure, are regarded as quite possibly promoted for all the wrong reasons. And they struggle much harder to shift companies than men do. I think positive action to encourage greater representation of women at senior levels, yes. This probably isn't the way to do it. It's been tried before and hasn't worked well.
I mean, Samira, Germany, like most modern countries, has...